We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins wasn't in attendance for Thursday's practice. Hopkins will thus go down as a non-participant on the injury report for the second straight day. While the wideout historically hasn't needed full practice reps to gain clearance for game days, because Hopkins sat out last week's win over the Niners with a hamstring injury, the Cardinals may want to see him get back on the field in some capacity Friday to feel good about his chances for suiting up Sunday against the Panthers. Along with Hopkins, starting quarterback Kyler Murray missed last week's game and has yet to resume practicing, leaving the status of both Arizona's offensive stars up in the air for Week 10. Cam Newton signed a one-year contract with the Carolina Panthers on Thursday. After a brief meeting with head coach Matt Rhule and the team brass earlier Thursday, Newton was able to quickly come to terms with the organization that selected him with the number one overall pick in the 2011 NFL Draft. The addition of the 32-year-old Newton gives the Panthers a more battle-tested option at quarterback, while the team looks to replace Sam Darnold, who is expected to be sidelined 4 to 6 weeks. Although P.J. Walker is expected to start Sunday's game against the Cardinals and be backed up by recent signee Matt Parkley, Newton could supplant both signal callers atop the depth chart once he gets a chance to familiarize himself with the playbook. In MLB news, Alex Bregman underwent surgery on his right wrist Monday. Bregman is expected to resume baseball activities in January, leaving him ready for the start of spring training as long as he avoids setbacks. The Astros will hope that Bregman's wrist troubles explain his poor performance late in the year, as he fell down the stretch before posting a poor 604 OPS in the playoffs. The 6-2 Ravens travel to Miami to face the 2-7 Dolphins on Thursday Night Football. Both teams are coming off wins as Baltimore needed a second-half comeback and overtime to beat the Vikings 34-31, while Miami held off Houston 17-9. Thursday's matchup has the Ravens as a 7.5-point road favorite in a game that features a 46.5-point total. The Dolphins have yet to make a decision on the status of Tua after he didn't start on Sunday due to a broken finger on his throwing hand. Jacoby Brissett would be in line for another start if Tua can't go. From a DFS perspective, the Ravens seem a bit overpriced, and there is value to be had on the Dolphins' side. Because of this, plan for a competitive game and build lineups with plenty of Miami exposure. As always in these single-game contests, plan for a specific scenario and build lineups that fit that game script. Lamar Jackson is coming off another great performance Sunday when he threw for 266 yards and 3 touchdowns while rushing for a season-high 120 yards as he led the Ravens to a comeback win. It was his third time in 8 games that he's put up at least 35 fantasy points. His salary for Thursday is the highest this season for a single-game contest. Expect him to be exceedingly popular as the MVP on FanDuel. Miami wide receiver Jaylen Waddle has been one of the few bright spots for the Dolphins this season. The 6th overall pick has drawn at least 10 targets in 3 of the last 4 games and should be heavily involved again Thursday as the Dolphins remain without Devontae Parker and Will Fuller. Waddle does the majority of his work on short and intermediate routes, so his viability doesn't really change based on whether Tua or Jacoby Brissett starts. Tight end Mike Gesicki has drawn at least 8 targets in 3 of his last 4 games, and the time that he didn't was mostly due to Devontae Parker seeing 11. With Parker and Fuller out, Gesicki and Waddle are the Dolphins' top options when it comes to receiving threats. Latavius Murray for the Ravens has missed consecutive games with an ankle injury and is doubtful for Thursday. Devontae Freeman has played 58% of the snaps and had 15 touches against the Vikings on Sunday. Le'Veon Bell played just 23% of the snaps, but had 11 carries for 48 yards and a touchdown. With these salaries so similar, We prefer taking a chance on Freeman considering he's more involved in the passing game. He's averaging 3 targets per game over the last 4 and has 8 catches in that span. Bell has caught 1 pass in 4 games this season. Moving into the NBA, after a wild Wednesday that consisted of 13 games, the NBA only brings 3 games to the table Thursday. The Raptors, Pacers, and Heat will all be playing in the second game of a back-to-back set, so we'll need to watch for possible rest situations. For example, Pascal Siakam, who's only played in 2 games after missing the beginning of the season with a shoulder injury, is out. While the Sixers had the night off Wednesday, they returned to action Thursday with Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and Matisse Thybulle still in the league's health and safety protocols, although Harris is listed as questionable. One player to target tonight is Donovan Mitchell against the Indiana Pacers. This is a great matchup for Mitchell given that the Pacers rank inside the bottom 10 in the league in defensive rating. Mitchell is a driving force behind the Jazz's offense, posting a 35.4% usage rate that is on pace to be the highest mark of his career. He's used it to help him average 40.9 Yahoo points per game. Also consider Tyler Hero against the Clippers. The Heat's loss to the Lakers on Wednesday was a costly one. Jimmy Butler left the game with a right ankle sprain and did not return. Given the quick turnaround Thursday, it would seem doubtful that he plays in this game. Hero scored 27 points and took 22 shots off the bench against the Lakers and should continue to receive shot attempts for however long Butler is sidelined. Also on that Miami team, consider Bam Adebayo. With Butler going down early, Adebayo exploded for a season-high 28 points against the Lakers. He also added 10 rebounds, 4 assists, and 6 steals on his way to 60 Yahoo points. After muted assist contributions out of the gate, he's registered at least 4 of them in 3 of his last 4 games. Given that Butler has averaged 5.1 assists on his own, Adebayo could be asked to help facilitate more in this contest. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.